Hello and welcome to Corporate Buzz Podcast. I'm your host, Keertana Tiwari. And as always, we have Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas, to give us the top corporate news of the week. Hi, Prince. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Keertana. Thank you.
Prince, today we are seeing that all the cinema halls have opened nearly after 7 months. So, can you explain the SOPs that they are following and how they are planning to cope up? Because only 50% strength is only allowed, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they can have only 50% of their seats occupied. And I think it is still a relief because initially when the industry was asking the government to let the theaters open, the fear was that only 25% would be allowed. And at 25%, it would be just won't be viable for theaters to open because the maintenance cost itself is much higher. So as well, they would have just closed the theaters. But at 50%, that's fine. So theaters have opened most, some of them opened yesterday on the 15th. Some of the multiplexes like PVR are opening today. I think what we have seen initially is that, as expected, very few people turned out because it's not just because of the fear of contracting the infection, but it's more about the content because theaters just don't have new movies.
Right.
And if you don't have new movies and if you're running the old ones, I don't think there will be much interest. So that's what is happening. Because in the last 7 months, what happened is, what we have seen is that the whole trend of movies releasing on OTTs, and that has kind of robbed the sheen of the theaters. I think the good thing is that they have opened, but I think that is just the first of the many challenges that they have. I think the content is going to be a big, big problem for them.
But will production companies be comfortable coming back from OTTs to normal theaters?
Oh yes, they would want to because, you know, while we have seen that, you know, some of the releases have got good, they got good price from the likes of Amazon or Netflix. But the fact is that theaters are important to really for the movie to discover its worth.
Right.
You know, the scale is much larger. We know that many more people go to a theater and watch a movie than possibly watching on OTT. And that's also because the first weekend for a movie is very critical. And then from the theater, then if the movie can get released on OTT or on TV channels. So that is the whole ecosystem. Now, theater release is extremely important for the movie to do well and to make money. Just releasing it on OTTs, I think it kind of compromises on the value that a movie would have otherwise got.
Have theater owners planned for what they would do if, for example, they release a really popular actor's movie and, you know, crowds are crowding for the first day, first show.
Yeah, like imagine Rajnikant's movie releasing
exactly.
And asking people to maintain social distancing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that would be a problem, but I think that's something that theaters would like. In the way that actors' movie coming in, because that will bring back the kind of the atmosphere and the talk back to theaters.
Right.
And there would be restrictions on social distancing and on how many people are able to buy tickets. And, you know, so that would be there, but at least there would be a full house. At least 50% would be sold out. And that will also bring in many more movies out for theater release. So that could be a concern, but I think automatically many people may not come, you know, even if it is a big actor's movie, not everyone would throng the theaters. Automatically some filter may happen there. And thereon, I think bigger problem, I think right now is no content at all. Theaters are hoping that some releases happen on Diwali or by December, Christmas time or New Year.
While we're on the same subject, Prince, in the Europe, there has been a lot of increase in cases in many countries, and many of the country leaders are still thinking whether to continue the lockdown or impose further restrictions.
That's right.
Now, how would this affect Indian companies?
It actually, one, it has an impact on Indian business. One is because the immediate impact, again, would be for aviation, because if you've seen the last this week itself, I think you had Vistara saying that it will increase its frequency on Delhi-London routes from December. You know, this is going to start having daily flights. And then you had Virgin Atlantic saying that it will start services from Delhi and Mumbai to Manchester.
Yeah.
And just before, I think about a couple of weeks ago, SpiceJet had announced its London services. On top of that, we're also seeing many more flights being introduced under the bubble arrangement to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So one immediate impact would be on travel. And aviation companies, I mean, you know, they're anyways been suffering a lot and they're just about kind of recovering. So it will be a setback again for them. I think the larger thing for businesses and for governments would be about the risk of, you know, the virus intensity coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen that a couple of months ago, much of the European countries, the numbers had gone down, they had opened up. I would believe that many people had, you know, started easing in the way they were using masks or social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know in London, in other parts, the pubs were getting crowded. So people were almost like living a normal life. But now the resurgence in numbers, and we've seen the leaders have been reluctant to impose a lockdown.
Right.
Because it is unpopular. But then now they've been forced to do it. For India, it's a lesson, I think, for the policymakers and business community too, on how to handle this. Because you have seen in papers now that in India also the numbers are kind of coming down. And we are opening up. Now theaters are open. Some of the states are talking about opening up schools. So those opening up is happening in India too. So the fear is that if the numbers go up again, what happens to in India? Can we risk another lockdown? Can the economy, Indian economy, does it have the wherewithal to survive another lockdown? Europe, you know, it's a developed market. The ability to withstand another lockdown is maybe much higher than it is in India. So that's the lesson that we should draw from what's happening in Europe.
Prince, coming to the auto sector,
mm-hmm.
Hyundai is seeing a lot more sales in SUVs rather than hatchbacks. Can you explain why this is happening?
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, everyone thought that because COVID has happened and, you know, generally people have lost jobs or seen salary cuts. At the same time, there is this need to avoid public transport. So there would be sale of vehicles, but more on bikes and entry-level hatchbacks. But here instead, you've seen the SUV sales really picking up. And it's not just for Hyundai. Overall, if you see for the industry, SUV numbers have been very good. And what's happened in Hyundai, I think, is one, they have a great product. Not one, actually, two great products which are doing very well. One is the Venue and then there's Creta. And Creta just launched its new version. So that has also helped with getting the numbers. I think it's got more than a lakh of bookings already by the second week of October. So this is happening for the first time ever since Hyundai entered the Indian market in the late 90s. So I think it's very, very interesting the way SUVs continue to be very popular despite the lockdown. And you know, the overall economy being not in a very good shape, but SUVs which are priced higher are doing well. So it's a very, very interesting development to have happened.
Why is Hyundai especially popular in India?
See, Hyundai made its presence with the small car, right? Santro. Now, when it came in, it was among the first, and you know, till then you only had the Maruti 800 and Alto among small cars, and you had Tata also launching Indica around the same time.
Okay.
But Santro created an immediate impact. It could be the product, it could be also the association, and it continues with Shah Rukh Khan. That also got a lot of visibility. And since then, it has built on that success. You know, Santro continued to be very popular, then it was taken off, other products were introduced, and then again Santro came back a couple of years ago. And then you have the other products that Hyundai has continued to introduce. So it has been aggressive. It may not have been able to match the aggressiveness of Maruti Suzuki, which, you know, has half the market share. But Hyundai has been very well doing at number two in India.
Right.
And then it has very well also made the transition into bigger cars. And especially SUV with Creta. Creta has been the most successful product in a segment. And I think with Venue, which is a compact SUV, Hyundai has got another bestseller. So, be it the design, I think the design has been very, very popular, Hyundai's. and then you have the product portfolio, and then the network also is pretty good if you compare to other multinationals or even Indian companies. So many reasons why Hyundai has done well in it.
Right. I'm sure the sales data is a good news for the Indian economy at this point and for the auto sector.
Yes, it is, because you know, if auto sector is doing well, then it really also helps in other sectors, say steel industry or the auto parts sector, you know, which are all big employers and also generate a lot of GDP too. So it's a good sign that now for 2 months, auto sales have been doing very well.
Now, talking about the IT sector, Prince, Infosys has outperformed TCS in at least 3 straight quarters year on year.
That's right.
Can you give us some context on this, especially since last week we saw that TCS's quarter 2 profit growths have been good?
So overall, I think all the IT companies, and we have seen results from TCS, Infosys, Wipro, HCL Tech, all have done well, and overall the IT sector has really bounced back very strongly from the initial hiccup that we saw. In fact, all the IT companies, they froze on salary hikes, they went slow on hirings, but they have done extremely well in the way they have recovered from the slowdown. And you saw many of them also striking a lot of deals. So that is also a good sign. And even the shares have done well. I think we discussed in the last edition of Corporate Buzz how stocks of IT companies have done well. So it's been an overall a good show. Infosys, I think, has really shown the most. And if you look at its trajectory in the last one decade, I mean, notice that, you know, when the founders were running the company, it was always known as the bellwether of the industry. But it kind of slipped because the transition could have been smoother to non-founders. Probably there were some frequent changes in leadership. And all that impacted, and TCS, became the bellwether of the IT industry. But now we see that Infosys is slowly but surely getting back to the place where it was earlier. And I think that's a one. It has done extremely well in terms of deals, getting new deals, and also its focus on digital has done well. You know, the share of digital business has kept on increasing, and I think probably next year, you will see that digital is almost half of its business or even more.
Right.
So it has done very well on multiple fronts, and that's probably showing now.
Prince, there are these reports that suggest there may be a second wave during winter. And I mean, it's just a possibility, but will IT sector be able to, you know, brace through that if in case there's a second wave of COVID?
So it's very difficult to say so, to comment on that. But one would see that, you know, some of the sectors from where the IT companies are most of the clients, so be it the finance sector, banking, retail, many of these sectors have have started doing well. So, but what happens if we see a lockdown again happening, say in Europe as it beginning to happen now? Yeah. And if something similar happens in India later on, because like you said, winter is a question, you know, we don't know how the virus will behave during the winters. Does that happen, then surely impact the IT companies also. So that there is uncertainty, and because we haven't seen a vaccine till now, the infections are still there, though in lower numbers. So there's always that uncertainty that will hang around for any sector, not just IT, for others also. So we'll have to see how the whole, the COVID trajectory spans out from here.
Right. Thank you so much, Prince, for all these details.
Welcome, Chitna.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Corporate Buzz. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.